better than Wayne Newton.
Oh. God.
I've been good this morning.
Yeah.
We like our listeners.
You told me about our buddy Smith not enjoying the Wayne Newton.
Yeah, well, yesterday we got on that Newton tirade.
You did. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, right.
He said by the fourth time, fourth break, we brought it up. He's like, tint off. I'm done.
Screw you, Smith. Anyway, it's 7:10 today. Not a bad day to start. It's going to be sunny, high of 43. Going to fall to around 38 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 25. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 40. Sunday, cloudy, rain late into the overnight, high of 50. Then I think it's dropping. Next week, I think it's dropping and kind of staying there. I think that might when we turn the corner. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we'll get any more golfing in before it's over. When's the last time you golfed, Hunter?
Outdoor.
Yeah.
It's
been a while.
Yeah, it was the last match of our tournament. Well, the championship
match.
Was
that October?
It was.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Probably suck now.
Dude, I was on a simulator the other day. I do. I suck.
I mean, you weren't great before.
I suck. Hey, you know what? Just get to whatever you're getting to.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I mean, you didn't beat me once last year, so.
Yes, because I didn't want to. The Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Nailed it. A two-man driver crew and a spotter have just broken the Cannonball Run record, driving a modified Mercedes-Benz sedan from New York City to Redondo Beach, California.
Is it Ed Bolin?
What?
Is it Ed Bolin?
No,
does it have his name?
Nope, it's not him. They did it in a world record time of 27 hours and 25 minutes.
Dude, it's crazy.
Arnie Tommen and Doug Tabbitt drove an average speed of 103 miles per hour and hit a top speed of 193.
Yeah.
At an undisclosed location. Best of all, no accidents, no speeding tickets.
Cannonball Run's crazy. I've been doing a lot of like research. I have a YouTube channel of the ex world record holder, Ed Bolin. Dude, it's crazy what they do. It's a whole crew. They pull up like Waze, they pull up all the Google Maps.
Yep.
You know, so they kind of have a feel for cops. They do. They have people drive in front of them. They have people drive behind them.
Yep.
So there's a guy 10 miles in front of them telling them, hey, there's cops here, there's cops there.
Yep.
So they can reach those speeds. But, dude, it's crazy the cars they use.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole car is a gas tank.
Oh, dude, I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine.
Totally modified for a Cannonball Run.
Yep.
And, dude, they'll literally switch on the road. They won't pull over.
Yep.
Like, they'll lean their seat back, passenger jumps over, driver's seat, he kind of scoots over.
Yep.
They don't stop. And it's a wild, wild run, man.
That's how you do it in 27 hours and 25 minutes.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Think about that.
You're hauling ass.
Ace.
Especially 193 miles an hour. Yeah, that a Mercedes sedan.
Yeah, I think the previous record was in an Audi.
Was it?
I think so.
Man, what is it about Mercedes that you would choose?
See, I think everybody's like, well, why do you do like a Lamborghini or like a Ferrari? It's because they're sucking gas.
I wanted a Ferrari cake.
Acura's are really nice. It's just, you know, the car's smoother.
Yeah.
It's better on gas. There's a reason they're using Mercedes and like Audis and like these like sedan cars.
I'd do it in a Fiero.
Yeah, you would.
I'd get there in 12 hours.
Brock shows up in a, like his old Volkswagen van.
Just knocking.
It's like the worst aerodynamic.
Just knocking.
Right.
You driving a billboard? Now, is it diesel or is it gas? Do you think diesel would be better? Or would gas be better?
I'm not sure. I don't think they used, the Audi might have been diesel.
It doesn't say on here.
Might have been right on that.
Yeah, I feel like diesel maybe, you know, electric car. I can't wait to see someone do an electric car.
Yeah.
You could probably think about an electric car that's got solar panels on top that keeps you charged.
That'd be awesome.
Whoa.
Technology's going there.
Whoa.
I think the problem with electric is you got to charge it and that takes time.
But that's what I'm saying.
Whereas like filling a gas tank takes what?
Not very long. If you got a big old gas tank.
Yeah,
but
right.
Still though, that's, think about, you know, cutting off. Now, we could break the record, Hunter.
How are you doing?
We hire a tanker at times to pull up next to us so we don't have to stop. Straight up like the fighter jets when they get filled up. So all we do is we have a tanker come up next to us.
Dude, that's
and then we
idea.
Have a thing come out and fill us up as we go.
That's not a bad idea.
Dude.
I like it.
Now, we'll do this thing in 20
you
hours.
You get a lot of money and you get famous for doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And another thing, I think they travel in like gaggles.
Gaggles?
Like geese? For like cop reasons. So a cop can't pull over 20 cars.
No.
You know, so like one guy will like sacrifice it. He knows he's going to lose. Boom, I'm pulling over. All the other guys see
us. So what if they know, though, like, oh, that's the car? Do you think there's any chance of that? I'm sure it's happened. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's been plenty of times where guys have attempted this and didn't get very far.
So I think what happens is they radio ahead to a cop that they know is ahead.
Yep.
Then you just go off. They take a detour. You know, kind of hang out for a second.
And speaking of Cannonball Run, if you've never seen the original one, Dom DeLuise.
With Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Bruce Lee is in the original. Or not Bruce Lee, I'm sorry. Jackie Chan is in the original one. That was like his first, like, major movie role. He's been in some other
stuff. They made two of them, right?
They made three Cannonball Runs.
Really?
The one and two are good. Mm-hmm. Three, horrible. I don't even think Burt Reynolds in the third one.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dom DeLuise, Burt Reynolds, you got those hot chicks in the Lamborghini, I think.
Classic.
Lastly, last year KFC put Christmas Yule logs to shame when they introduced a fire log that smells like their fried chicken.
Oh, God.
When it burns. But the only way to get them was at KFC.com, and they were sold out in hours. Hunter bought half of them.
You really want your house to smell like KFC, huh?
It does smell pretty good.
Man, this house smells finger like a good.
Think about whenever you walk into someone's house, they got KFC. You're like, oh, man, you got KFC, don't you? So they had two pieces of good news. They're back this year, and they produce way more of them. You can get them at Walmart and online, Walmart.com, $19 for a Yuletide KFC log.
Only for $19. You can go to Walmart.com.
Finger licking good.
You know, why does the Colonel always talk like, you know, every time, every commercial, no matter who he is or what he is, he always talks like this.
Because it's Colonel. He's from the South. It's finger licking good.
They've had like 18 different Colonels. And every one of them.
I do enjoy the smell of KFC. However, if you ever eat it, it just covers your butt. You smell like fried chicken for a week.
Apparently, from Moody on the Market, so don't blame me if it doesn't happen. Blame Moody and his mustache. They were talking about doing the one in St. Joe, popping back up.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is nice.
Finger licking it.
Finger licking it.
All right, so make your house smell like a family bucket of chicken. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WI.